I'm joined now by Tom Finn, who's in Sana'a in Yemen. Tom, what's the situation like with you?
Well, things have been quite calm today in Sana'a, at least in the capital of Yemen. Yesterday, there was a day of rage, which turned out not to be a day of rage, but two major demonstrations took place, one in favour of Saleh and one against Saleh. Today, things have been very calm. Saleh has put an announcement out saying that he's very happy that the protest went so peacefully yesterday, and that it's a sign of the true democratic nature of Yemen and the fact that people are allowed to protest. So things have just been settling down here.
I imagine people are keeping a fairly close eye on events in Egypt.
Yeah, people here in Yemen are very aware of what's happening in Egypt and are following the news very closely there. You see the videos about Al Jazeera videos of what's happening in Yemen, everywhere you go. While they watch it, they don't seem to really draw parallels with Yemen. The people I've spoken to don't see any similarities between Mubarak and Saleh. I think there's a lot more support for Saleh in Yemen than there is left for Mubarak in Egypt.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's quite interesting because other countries in the region are, watching very closely to see what happens, but you say it's a distinct case in Yemen. What about the next few days? What do you think they might hold protest-wise?
Protest-wise, not very much. There have been some calls for further demonstrations next Thursday. So the opposition kind of seems to be organising weekly demonstrations. But the view may break is that there may be a deal struck between the JMP, which is the opposition here in Yemen, which kind of consists of a Nasserite party, a socialist party, and an Islamist party. They're the people who have been holding the demonstrations. So what Saleh is seeking is to strike some sort of deal with them in order to stop them from organising any more protests. People say that they're currently in talks, but the problem is that the JMP is quite divided, the opposition in Yemen. Some people want to strike deals with Saleh. Other people haven't even acknowledged the speech that he made on Wednesday when he promised that he was going to step down in 2013. So it's unclear.
Well, we shall be following it with a lot of interest. Thanks a lot, Tom. Take care.
Cheers.